Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Congratulations on Peter.
Thank you.
How does he compare to the other kids? Better or worse?
I mean, it's too soon to tell, but, you know, he hasn't done much yet, which could go either way. He hasn't destroyed anything, so that's better, but, you know, not really big in the affection department just yet either.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I do have a short, very short main feed episode.
Okay.
I want to do quick.
You want to open up with that? Let me find the...
Yes, let's open up with that. I'm just getting my Dune notes up.
So, it's episode 1070.
Thank God we still have a few. I'm not quite ready for 75 yet.
I just finished. Just this last weekend.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Episode 1070, An Offer You Can't Refuse.
And the music is playing, but since you're virtual, let's bring it down real slow and say the words. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Ben DiBono, and people are probably wondering, why are we virtual? Well, I've decided I'm terrified of COVID.
Yes.
Matt refuses to wear a mask.
I'm sorry.
While we record, so I can't be around him anymore. It's just too scary for me.
Share the good news.
Well, the good news, the actual reason is my wife had our baby on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so I laid down to go to bed on Friday night, and within 5 minutes of laying down, she said, we have to go to the hospital. So I pulled an all-nighter, which was not fun.
So what time?
Do not recommend.
I think I saw on Facebook, but can you remind me, what time was he actually born?
8:44 a.m.
Wow, that is an all-nighter.
Yes. Man. So those get harder to do as you get older. I don't remember. When was the last time you pulled an all-nighter?
Oh, man. Let me think about that. I mean, I honestly, just for the sake of the show, I won't belabor it. I don't think I even remember. It's been a very, very long time.
Yeah, it's really unpleasant.
You know, I was a youth director when we first met. I had been working with youth group stuff. At the church we were at, I was a youth director. Before that, I was just a youth volunteer. Even when I was a youth director, I was a volunteer. Anyways, all that to say, I bet the last time I stayed overnight or stayed up all night would have been at a youth event maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we're recording because mainly not for you folks on the main feed, but for our Patreon friends. We have some good stuff for them that we just cannot wait to get out, including our Dune episode. And we're also going to teach you all the secrets of time management. So we're going to hit both of those at least this morning. But we have one little thing here for the main feed, which is related to my good news. And it is this, Matthew, will you be the godfather of my new child?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for asking. Did you feel a lot of pressure because I brought this up so much in the past? And,
you know, it you would think it was that, but it's really more that after 7, we're just running out of people to ask.
Okay. No, I totally understand.
And so scraping the bottom of the barrel, but here we are.
I accept. So it took 7 babies. No, actually, when I first met you, were you pregnant with your second?
Probably. He was born in 2010, so that's...
Yeah, I met you in 2000... Well, maybe I met you in 2010. I don't know. Either way, so that you had 5 opportunities, and five is my lucky number. Let's do it. I say yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have any details yet on when or anything like that, but it was my job to ask you, so I've asked.
Wow. Well, thank you. And I do feel like maybe harassing you about this for so long finally paid off because listeners, you may know that we have a different listener slash friend. But to be fair, this person did start as a listener and you chose person to be a godfather before me. Although, yes, you did become friends. True. You became friends eventually. So, yeah. Wow. I'm both happy, but also feel like, did I guilt him into this?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit,
Larry. No, you did not guilt me into it. Jokes aside about scraping the bottom of the barrel. I'm quite pleased to have you as a godfather for my parent, my child.
Thank you. I accept that. I'm very honored. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. We can get over to the extra feed now.
Wow. That's it. That short episode.
That's it.
But yes,
it's the offer you can't refuse.
And I didn't. I didn't refuse it. So I'll hit the music.
I mean, you really can't. Like, it's, you know, somebody asks you to be a godfather. I'm sure somebody said no, but that just feels like an awkward conversation at that point.
Yeah, you basically have to say yes. There's no other obligation. I'll pray for the child. In the old days,
right.
I was when I was growing up, so I have a godfather and a godmother, and I was taught that what that meant years ago was if the parents were to die, then your godparents keep you.
I don't think that's accurate.
In the old days.
Maybe in the very old days, but...
But I understand that that's not what you're saying. You're not offering me your new son. Right, is that true?
Right. Should I die, you do not get my child.
All right. That's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiVono.
And we're the Sci-Fi Christians. Sign off.
Goodbye.
All right. I'll save that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Did you guess what I was going to do based on the title?
No, I had no idea. Godfather ran through my mind. But I didn't put two and two together at all.